The honeymoon is indeed over for California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. This week, the nonpartisan Field poll put his approval rating at just 37%. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, the governor's drop in popularity comes just ahead of a special election, a vote that he called to pass part of his agenda.
Ever the optimist, Arnold Schwarzenegger put as positive a spin as possible on his nosedive in the polls at a news conference this week in Sacramento.
It is a very clear message by the Californian people. They're saying to all of us here at the Capitol, work together. Democrats and Republicans, the governor's office, let's all work together.
Last year, Schwarzenegger did work with the Democrats who control the legislature. He had some successes, and his popularity was stratospheric. But the governor's taken a decidedly more partisan tone in recent months, calling Democrats losers, addicts, and stooges. He also tried in vain to unseat Democratic incumbents in the last election. Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez says the governor's poll numbers show that voters are rejecting him on the basis of both swagger and substance.
I think this is a reflection of the voters' dislike to the governor's new confrontational style. And I think they're coming to the conclusion that the governor's proposals are much more conservative than the state of California is.
Another poll this week from the Field Institute bears that out. Of the three measures Schwarzenegger's put on the special election ballot, two are trailing badly. One of those is a plan to take away lawmakers' power to draw legislative districts. The other is a spending limit that would give broad new powers to the governor and allow cuts in the amount of money currently guaranteed to schools. Public employee unions, teachers, nurses, cops, and firefighters have picketed the governor's events and run attack ads nonstop on radio and television. This is the latest from the California Teachers Association.
Now you want taxpayers to pay $80 million for a special election that gives you more power to cut school funding.
Against this backdrop, Schwarzenegger must now go out and sell his initiatives to a decidedly skeptical public. But Todd Harris, a political consultant to the governor, says Schwarzenegger has plenty of time to close the deal with the voters.
There's no question that it's always better to be up in the polls than it is to be down. But to put this in perspective, this is 5 months before the election, which in politics is an eternity.
But time may not make much difference, says Gary South. He knows a thing or two about working with unpopular governors. He was chief campaign strategist for former Governor Gray Davis, who was ousted in the 2003 recall. South doesn't see how Governor Schwarzenegger can turn things around.
In recent history in California, once a governor's public standing collapses, you never get it back. There are a lot of reasons for that, but it's a political fact of life in California, and I find it very difficult to understand how this governor pulls himself up out of this trough.
Alan Mayer has helped a lot of famous people rehabilitate their images, from actress Halle Berry after her hit-and-run traffic accident to scientist Wen-Ho Lee, who was accused and exonerated in an espionage investigation. Mayer's managing director at the public relations firm Citric & Company, which specializes in crisis management.
The free advice I'd give Arnold is to recognize that he's not an action hero anymore, that he's in the political arena and that the rules are very different, and that a little bit of the action hero rhetoric goes a long way, and it's probably time he retired that and admit that he's a government official now.
That would appeal to the voters, says Mayer. Of course, the governor's opponents will be in the streets and on the airwaves, trying to make sure he doesn't appeal to the voters too much. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.